Hi, I'm Sheila Scruggs, and welcome to the Pup and Paws Cast. It's brought to you by Dog & Company, where they have daycare, grooming, boarding, and training available. Dog-co.com. Barb Johnson is one of the admins and founder of the Facebook group Rescue 931. That helps missing and found animals connect with their owners. Their slogan is, "Together we can make a difference." So we're going to find out exactly how this page started. Now, Barb, what made you want to start this page? This was a long time ago, like June of 2014.
Yes.
How did this page start?
Well, beginning when I lived in Corpus Christi, Texas, there was a rescue page like this, a lost and found, and I followed it while I was living there. Then I came back here, started volunteering at the shelter, and saw so many dogs come in with collars, tags that you couldn't trace. People had moved, and I just decided maybe I could make it work here. And so far, it's worked well.
And what's impressive to me is since you started in 2014, you have over 12,000 members now. Did that surprise you that it's worked up to that much?
Very much so. I never imagined.
When you started, I think it was just 50 at first?
Yes, around 50. And then after the first year, it just started growing and growing, and it just keeps growing, which is good.
Do you think it grew so fast because of word of mouth?
I think it did, and by people sharing. You know, a lot of people want to share the same dog over and over on the rescue page. That doesn't help the dog. You've got to share it on your wall. Once it's on your wall, then your friends that are not members can share it.
Exactly.
And that's how the word gets out, not repeatedly on the group.
You have to share it with the friends that probably don't even know about the page.
Right.
And that gets it out more, the picture, to more
yes.
people that may not have seen that page.
Yes, and I hate deleting them, but if it's not the original poster, I delete them because it pushes all the new dogs down to the bottom of the page. And if people want to bring a dog back to the top of the page, all they have to do is comment. They can just simply type in bump, reload the page, and that dog's back at the top.
What made you love the animals so much? I know you have such a great love of animals. Did it start when you were really young?
When I was really young. I've had dogs all my life and cats, and they're my best friends. I mean, I have a 15-year-old right now that is my best friend in this whole wide world. And the unconditional love an animal can give you is what I admire.
So what do you want people to know about this page?
To share, to just get it out, you know. And if you recognize a dog and you think it might be somebody's dog, message them. Let them know if they're not a member of the group. If you want to add them to the group, I have to approve everybody that's going to get on the group. I have to approve them. Put a little message in there. I think this is my friend's dog, because I don't like to add people that add other people, because those people may not want to get 20,000 notifications a day.
That's true, yeah. You want to make sure that they really want to be there.
Yes.
Right.
They want to be on the group. So just tell me something.
You know, even if they are a member of the group and you see a dog that may look like theirs, they may not have seen that picture, so message them anyway.
That's right. Message or tag them in the post if they're a member.
How successful has this been with reuniting a lot of the animals?
I can't even begin to give you a number on how many animals have been reunited.
But I mean, see them all the time.
All
you
the
post,
time.
Hey, thank goodness this was found.
And some have been gone 2 or 3 years. When I first started the group, there was a girl that had a golden retriever, and it went missing up in Allens. And see, she searched, and we shared on the group for 4 months. That dog was found in Buffalo Valley.
Close. Still in the 931,
yes,
but, you know, 931's a big area to cover.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember that 60-mile radius, because 931 is Clarksville.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bunch of counties, and so I just have to tell people, let's keep it local. That's why I put...
Let's keep it local. Like 60 miles will be most of the Upper Cumberland.
That's why it's Cookeville and surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it doesn't say Cookeville and Tennessee.
Right. Explain the reason on that, because there's a good reason you do that.
Well, the reason I do it is if you start sharing every dog that's lost, then the dogs in this area get lost on the page.
Right. It's like a double loss.
Yes. Yeah. And so I want it local. just within that 60-mile radius to where we can get the dogs lost in this area home.
Are you involved in any other rescues or animal charities?
I volunteer at the shelter all the time. I have a few rescues that I help, but just by word of mouth, you know, I'll share their page or, you know.
When people do reunite their animals from Rescue 931, what kind of reaction do you see?
Oh, people are happy. I mean, you know, it's especially any of them. Like this morning, I try to always type something in there, happy your dog is home safe. Just let them know, you know, we appreciate everybody working hard and getting these animals home.
You said just this morning you found homes for four that were missing.
That had been missing, you know, recently that mm-hmm. they were found.
I'm so glad. And that's just in one day.
Yeah.
So imagine over these years since you began, how mm-hmm. many you probably
yeah.
found the homes that they belong to.
I couldn't even start giving you a number on that. I mean, a lady posted yesterday about picking up a dog on Highway 56. It was near the Jackson-Putnam County line. Beautiful dog. And then this morning I opened up the page and owner's like, that's my dog. You know?
And we thank the people for posting, too, when they find them.
Yes, I do. I always thank them. And keeping them safe. Two little dogs were found this morning on Perrin Road, covered in mud.
And sometimes you open the door to let them out to do their business, and they might see a squirrel and just take off running.
And they're gone.
Yeah. So it's not for neglect on a lot of
things. A lot of people want to say that. And that's another thing, your comments on the page. You watch your comments because I don't care to remove you. I have a set of rules.
Those are posted, too. You can
read
them.
They are posted.
Rules.
They're under the announcements. All you got to do is hit them and read the rules. You're going to know what to post.
The main thing, post the lost, post the found, and let's get them reunited. That is the main
reason
for this page.
That's the main thing.
So let's play nice and let's get those animals back to their owners.
Just get them home.
Well, thank you for starting this page, Barb. I think it's done a world of good in this area. And make sure you do like it, Rescue 931. If you're an animal lover like me, and of course you are if you're listening to this podcast, Rescue 931. It helps missing and found animals connect back with their owners. Thank you so much, Barb Johnson.
Thank you for having me.